I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Wednesday, August 6th. We made it to midweek. Hope your week is going well so far. Thank you guys so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone going? How's everyone doing? You good?
I am doing well this morning. I was a little bummed out yesterday. I was all excited. I was like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to just take a moment for myself and I'm going to watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. I can't wait. New episode is out. Sit down, go to Amazon Prime Video, and I'm like, where's the new episode? What's going on? Wait, what's happening? And then my daughter's like, it's Tuesday. They don't come out till Wednesday. And I was like, today's not Wednesday? And she's like, no. I was like, oh, I was so bummed. It's like when you feel like you're a day ahead. I was like, why isn't it already Wednesday? So yeah, we ended up, my husband's really into this new Dexter Resurrection. It's pretty good. I'm just kind of half watching it while he's watching it, but he's really into it. So we watched a little bit of that last night, watched a Dodgers game, watched a Yankees game. So it's a pretty low key night. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, the caveat to that is, you know, now you have today. So it's kind of a,
but today should be Thursday in my mind.
Yeah, right. Yesterday I finally got my teeth cleaned. You know, it's funny. We're talking about, you know, getting teeth clean and going to the dentist yesterday. I got a couple DMs. Thank you so much to everyone that, that kind of helped me out with that. And thankfully, I'm glad that no major issues aside from just watching the recession. But I'll add on to that. Vegas, would you say it's definitely a, what's the saying? Big, it's a big little city, meaning it's a big city, but there's also this connection when it comes to community. Like, it seems like everyone seems to know each other or they've heard of each other. It's definitely 6 degrees of separation, right?
Yeah.
I come in there. And by the way, shout out to Steph from the recommendation on the dentist. His name is Dr. Hargrave. He's awesome. And, you know, just casually asked me, so you're new here, et cetera, et cetera. What do you do? So once I said radio, oh, he got so excited. He, and I forgot the hygienist's name, but he goes, oh my gosh, Cheryl, come in here. He works in radio. And apparently, I guess the, and you probably know her, the wife
Well, I already know where you're going with this. Our old GM's wife is a hygienist there.
Yes.
Yes.
And her name's not Cheryl.
No, it is definitely not Cheryl.
But we started talking about that, and that was pretty cool. And Steph, he brings up, because I told him that I was recommended by you, by a coworker. And he goes, oh, what's her name? And I said, Stephanie, blah, blah, blah. And he brings you up, and he blows up your photo. You know where he diagnoses you? On the left-hand side, the big screen? Oh, hold on. There you go.
Yes. Are you talking about the picture they take of me, like, during x-rays and stuff?
No, it's a photo of you actually, like, the photo when you're at the front at the front desk.
Oh, when you have to, like, sign in and put your information in, they take, a really janky photo of you.
Right. So I have a visual of Steph, and he never takes it off. It's a blown-up photo of Steph on the left side. The right side, we're talking about Mercedes and, you know,
Pam is her name.
Pam.
Yeah, the hygienist's name is Pam, and her husband's name is Dan.
Shout out to Pam and Dan and Mercedes, and we're just having a good chit chat. We're getting to know each other, and it's, you know what? It's like I never left work. In a good way.
I love going to that dentist, though, by the way, because, yeah, they know all the radio people. They know, like, Live Nation people, and it's like I feel like when I walk into that dentist's office, it's like home vibes. Don't you think?
It's so funny you say that. He's an extrovert, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little wacky. Reminds me kind of myself.
Oh, yeah,
he's really
that.
Cool. So anyway, they wish you their best. They just want to say hi, Mercedes.
Well, tell them I said hi next time you go. Hopefully it'll be later than sooner. But that's awesome. I still do keep in touch a little bit with our old GM. And yeah, his wife is fantastic. So I'm glad to hear everyone's doing well. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's do this. It is time to get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do You Want to Hear You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this.
Do You Want to Hear Jealousy by Natalie Merchant.
Jealousy.
Or do you want to hear It's My Life by Bon Jovi?
It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, why are hash browns suddenly taking over the internet? Well, I found out, and it has people fired up. Plus, what is something that used to be cheap but now costs way too much? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and It's My Life by Bon Jovi is the pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I got this text from my daughter yesterday. She's in Florida right now with her internship conference that she's at. And she texts me and she writes, why are hash browns trending? And I'm like, what? So I jump online and I go to Threads. And she's right. Hash browns are trending. Like, you look at the trending topics, hash browns, number one. I'm like, what? What is going on? So I start investigating. I'm like, did someone get into a fight over hash browns? What's going on? That was actually kind of the case. A creator in Australia posted this video, or it wasn't actually a video. It was just a tweet that said, how's McDonald's charging $4.35 for a hash brown?
Whoa.
$4.35. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, that can't be right. So I start investigating some more. Okay. So it turns out she's from Australia. Like I said, Australia's exchange with the exchange rate and everything, that actually equates to $2.82 here in the US, which still feels high for a hash brown.
That is high.
I haven't been to McDonald's in a while to get hash browns, but I always thought they were like two for a dollar. I don't know. Apparently breakfast inflation is real. So I'm like, wait, it costs what now? Like, I had one of those moments where, you know, when you haven't bought something for a long time and then you buy, you're like, I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'll tell you, as a McDonald's breakfast guy, those hash browns, you're right on it. They're usually, if you get the app, they're 2 for 1. You can get them for 99 cents. Sometimes if you get like a breakfast sandwich, they'll throw in a hash brown for free. And that's right now. Like that's currently. So, man, that exchange rate, I feel bad for the creator that had to pay that much for the hash brown.
Well, I mean, you know, it's still like our money, $2.82, but it just, it sounds like a lot. Is there something that you used to get for cheap and now it costs a ridiculous amount of money? What is that item that you're like, oh, wait, I used to not pay that much for this and now I am? 702-364-9400.
Definitely the first thing top of my mind, stay with McDonald's breakfast. It is the filet of fish. Do you all eat it? Do you remember it?
No, I know it. I don't eat it, but it's expensive.
Okay. Well, arguably, it is the best item on the menu, but it is expensive, Mercedes. It is now $5.99 in the States. In Hawaii, it could be up to, I believe, $7.99, $8 for one sandwich. And I remember back in the day, in the early 2000s, this sandwich on sale would be like $2, normally $3 max. So we're talking about 2 to 3 times more now in the past, what? I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess 20 years, I get it, but, you know, inflation, but still, that is expensive. $6 for a filet of fish sandwich. I find myself holding back all the time because I love the sandwich.
It's I mean, $6, I'm trying to think, like, fast food wise, I used to think that they were like $3 to $4. So maybe for the fish, it's a little more. Fish is more expensive. I'm not sure. I'm trying to find a reason to justify the price. But yeah. My friend just texted me a picture from the McDonald's app of hash browns and putting it in your cart, how much it costs. $2.69 for one hash brown.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Oh, and she wrote, I swear this was $1 last year. Wait, is this like... Is this just the price of things now? Is there something that you find ridiculously expensive? For me, I spend money on water when literally it comes out of my sink for free. And yet I buy all this bottled water and it makes me crazy that I do this. Every time I buy a case and I see how much it costs, I'm like, you should know better. Why are you doing this? Why are you buying into the hype? But I just can't help myself. I do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Does it make you, is there like a sense of comfortability when you buy bottled water?
Comfortability, how?
Like, okay, it's filtered. I know that it's, for lack of a better word, it's clean. Because I find myself going to Smith's, and I'm like, same as you. I battle it in my head all the time. I could just get like a, you know, a filter and just, you know, I could get a Brita and I could just get my own, you know, and filter my own water, but I don't. For some reason, I just fall into that hole of just buying bottled water.
It's crazy. I literally have one of those filters on my sink. It's like one of those fancy filters, filtration systems. Yeah. And yet still, I'm paying money for bottles of water. We're getting a ton of text here. Soda at restaurants. It's $5 for a Coke. Like, seriously. I guess you just kind of forget that stuff when you're sitting there eating, but smoothies, $9. They used to be like $5.
Wait a minute, $9 for a smoothie?
I honestly, just seeing what they charge for some of those Erewhon smoothies. Have you heard of the place called Erewhon?
No.
In LA? Yeah, you get like the celebrities have like their own smoothies, like Hailey Bieber's smoothie is really, really popular, and it's like $18.
Well,
for a smoothie.
Yeah, because her name though, right?
Well, I mean, I think all their smoothies are in that price range, whether or not her name is on it or not. Eggs, we're getting texts on eggs costing way more than they should. Cane's used to be $8 to $9 for a 6-piece. Now it's $18. What?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. And then this one, and I can totally vouch for this one. This text says, a lot of restaurants are charging for chips and salsa now when it used to be free. We went to a restaurant in San Antonio and it said, like, you will be charged $2.99 for chips and salsa. So I was like, oh, no problem. We'll just not get it. We'll skip it. So I told the waiter, I'm like, you know, we're good. We don't need chips and salsa. And he goes, no, we have to serve it to every table. So it's like automatic, automatic. You're going to get charged for it, whether you want it or not. So yeah, it's crazy. But if you're looking online this morning, you're like seeing people talk about hash browns. Now you know.
Now we know.
It's all over a single McDonald's hash brown. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, August 6th. It is 6:04. So great to have you guys here with us. The countdown is on. I can't believe it. School is starting on Monday and see everyone getting all set, getting ready for it. You know what's really cool, teachers, if you're already back getting your classrooms all set up, while you're at it, jump on that computer and try to get part of your wish list taken care of. We're teaming up with Best Mattress again this year, and it's Mercedes in the Morning's teacher wish list hits. And so you can enter to win a chance to win an Amazon gift card courtesy of our friends over at Best Mattress to, you know, help clear off your Amazon wish list. And it's super easy to enter. All you got to do is go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab and enter there. Tell us what's on your wish list. What do you need? And you could win a $50 Amazon gift card to help you out. You know, it's just there's no reason why you guys should be paying out of pocket for stuff for your classroom. None whatsoever.
Absolutely, Mercedes. You know, just on that back to school tip, I was thinking, just reflecting, because I see all the kids and the parents getting ready for back to school next week. And, you know, look, for most of us, we want back to school to be exciting. I would say all of us, right? But I mean, realistically, it doesn't always end up that way. And I was just thinking back, you know, my back to school wasn't, going into junior high wasn't exactly the best. So I was just thinking, you know, what ruined your first day of school? And then it brought me back to when I was going into my first day junior high. Like I mentioned, I had severe acne. You know, I was at that age of, you know, getting severe acne. It was so bad. In fact, I'll tell you, I had to go see a dermatologist. I had to get, you know, had to get prescribed. And I had some really bad flare-ups the day before my first day. And I'm like, I'm putting medication on. I'm putting extra medication on. I'm hoping that, you know, it's going to disappear fast. And it's not. And then come the first day, it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I get on the bus, and I find myself, I don't know if anyone's been in this situation, but I'm so sensitive, you know, at that age, I'm thinking everyone is staring at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get onto the bus, I hide into the corner, and I tilt my face towards the right side, towards the window, so no one can see the acne on the right side of my face.
You're like, you're going to walk around sideways all day,
yes.
So no one can see it, yeah.
It's so funny you say that. That's literally what I was doing. And I honestly just went through the entire day just kind of hiding my face, and I just could not wait to get home. Just really, really sensitive. And at the end of the day, you look back and it's like no one's looking. Well, I mean, I think kids are looking, but it's not as big as you think. You
know, I think that we get way too caught up in people caring too much about us, you know, like, oh my gosh, are they going to notice this wrinkle in my shirt? Like, honestly, everyone is so self-absorbed. Nobody notices that stuff. Do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think it comes to like, when it comes to skin and stuff, I'm just uber sensitive. And then at that age, I almost think that a lot of people are looking, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Did anyone say anything?
No.
I don't think they were looking. I don't think they care. I mean, at that age, doesn't everyone have some issues with acne? I feel like that's a common thing. 13 years old?
Yeah.
That how old you were?
Yeah. I'm just thinking back.
I'm just saying don't beat yourself up over something like
for
that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. It definitely wasn't confident. It definitely wasn't good for the confidence. That's for sure.
Oh, so. Yeah. I think at that age, everybody is very, very self-conscious, and the smallest things, whether it's acne or your hair or your height or your weight, like you always find something to be insecure about. That's kind of like a rite of passage, right?
Yeah. Is there anything from your first day that you remember?
Not a specific first day, but I mean, I just remember when I went to school and I decided to wear these like white linen pants, and I thought they looked so cool. But what I didn't factor in was the fact that it was like 95 degrees that day, and this is in Colorado, so that we didn't have, like, I don't think we had air conditioning in the classes. And so by like third period, I was like sweat glued to my chair. And when I stood up, I had like full butt print. Like, I tried to cover it up with my backpack. It was a mess. I ended up tripping, walking out of class. I was just like, my modeling career ends today. Like, this is it. Never wore those pants again. It's just, yeah. And did anyone notice? I don't know. I mean, it would be hard not to notice that. Right. But at the same time, it's like, oh, man, what was I thinking? You know?
And here's the thing. If they did notice, we would never know. Because most people aren't going to say anything, right? Unless they're your close friends. So.
Yeah. My close friends, unfortunately, did say stuff usually. Thank goodness none of them were in that class with me. But I still have trauma from that. But a lot coming up on the show this morning. Stick around at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We've got your tickets to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Make sure you are listening for that. And in just a couple of minutes, we've got an early edition of Heads Up. Tickets for you to check out AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes at the Fremont Street Experience this weekend. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Who's leading the pack in this year's VMA nominations? One artist dominated, a few surprise names snuck in, and the Video of the Year category is chaos. We'll talk about all that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
The VMAs are trending this morning. MTV nominations just dropped. It's giving icon behavior here. Lady Gaga, she is on fire. Whoa, that's loud.
Well, that's early. I want everyone to wake up, you know?
Yeah. Lady Gaga is on fire with 12 nominations. Right behind her is Bruno Mars. He's got 11. And then Kendrick Lamar storming in with 10 nominations. Sabrina Carpenter and Rosé both picked up 8 nominations each, which is really cool to see. A lot of the ladies did really well this year. So here's your Video of the Year category. This is where we might have some disagreements here. So up for Video of the Year, we have Ariana Grande, who is up for the song Brighter Days Ahead. I don't think we have that in here, but here's Ariana Grande. Also up for Video of the Year, you have Billie Eilish. You have Kendrick Lamar, we just heard. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile is on there. Rosé with Bruno Mars, APT. Sabrina Carpenter is up for Video of the Year with Manchild. And then you have The Weeknd and Playboi Carti with Timeless. Who do you go with for Video of the Year?
I think it's really hard to deny Sabrina Carpenter. Now, I don't know all the prerequisites, what the people behind the scenes, you know, what they're looking for when it comes to Video of the Year. But when I think the biggest pop star of this year, I just think Sabrina Carpenter. And here's my gauge. My mom. So my mom, Mercedes, does not even know who Kim Kardashian is, but she knows who Sabrina Carpenter is.
Okay.
She knows her as the Espresso Girl.
Okay, yeah. Then that makes sense. She would definitely say, I'm looking at Artist of the Year, because this is for the video, like whose video is the best.
Right.
But then if you go to Artist of the Year, Sabrina's not even in the running for that one, which is surprising.
Is it because she's not new to us, but is she considered new to this category?
She's got like 4 albums. I mean, I don't know why, you know, maybe she didn't have... Espresso was huge last year. Manchild maybe didn't have enough time to kind of percolate here, enough time to kind of marinate with people. So maybe that's why she didn't. But up for Artist of the Year, we have Bad Bunny, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Lady Gaga, Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, and then The Weeknd. And then you have Best New Artist category. This one's always my favorite one. It's just interesting to see, you know, who the up and coming artists are, which ones have staying power. And Alex Warren was nominated for that. Ella Langley, Gigi Perez, Lola Young, Somber, and the Marias on that one. Any picks for that one?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I think Alex Warren deserves it because he's got, what, three, maybe more, but I know he's got three off the top of my head, three big songs. One of them is with Rosé. So just based off that, but who do I want to win? I would love, and quite honestly, I don't think it's going to happen just because I don't hear a lot, like enough about him, but the Marías. That song is just so soothing to me. How about you?
I think Alex Warren's going to win that. There's no doubt Alex Warren's year has been absolutely massive. But same thing, if it were up to me and I was picking, I would pick Somber. I love him. Like, I just... That is my choice far and away for Best New Artist. But it's going to be interesting to see. You can catch the 2025 VMAs live 5 p.m. our time, September 7th on CBS and MTV. You can also stream it on Paramount Plus, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up, and we are giving you tickets to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. Coming to Las Vegas, the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks Free Concert Series. We've got four reserved seats for you. Coming up this Saturday, August 8th. Who wants to go? All you got to do is play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are going to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Heidi. You're caller 20. Let's play some Heads Up. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got these AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes tickets for you, four of them. And I need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Crystal Clear, Wardrobe Wars, or Here Kitty Kitty?
Here, kitty, kitty.
I like it. I like it. International Cat Day.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect. Then you're going to be great at this category. International Cat Day.
I hope so.
It's Friday. And so these are all things that are associated with cats. This is right in your wheelhouse. We got this. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Heidi, 60 seconds. Your Heads Up starts now.
All right. This is where they go to the bathroom in a what?
A litter box.
Yes. This, giving them this makes them like go crazy. Like it's like they're drugs.
Catnip.
Yes.
Catnip.
This is what they like. They get this out of their throat.
A hairball.
Yes. This is all when they love you, Heidi. They're like, they do this.
What? It purrs.
Yes.
It purrs.
Yes. This is these like come out of their face, and it's kind of how they test what's around them. They stick out their little hairs that stick out. They're what?
Their whiskers?
Yes. This is they like to play with these. They're like circular, and sometimes you knit with them, but it's like a big old thing of this.
It's like a knitting, like a yarn.
Yarn what?
A yarn ball?
Yes, a yarn ball.
Yarn
you got
ball.
It. Oh my gosh, Heidi. I love it. Oh, congratulations. You just got these tickets to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class
so
Heroes.
Excited.
I thought it was so funny when I mentioned catnip, and you're like, oh my gosh, catnip. Does your cat go crazy for catnip?
No, we have one and she goes crazy with it. Yes.
What is in that stuff? Anyway, Heidi, congratulations. That is awesome. You're going to have a great time, and your next chance to win with Heads Up. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have your tickets to check out Brandy and Monica. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
When do Americans fall asleep? We now have an exact minute that has been revealed. According to this new study, the average American doesn't officially knock out until 11:18 p.m. Not 11:15, not 11:30, 11:18. It is very specific, but the whole sleep routine starts way earlier, right around 10:15, which is when we kind of begin our nightly ritual of pretending we're getting ready to go to bed, but actually we're just like scrolling through our phones in the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your ritual? Like, when do you go to bed?
It depends on when I get done with my work. Lately, I've been getting done a lot later. The goal is to be done by 8 o'clock at night, but that never happens. Like last night, I finally went upstairs about 9:20 last night, take a shower, and then just kind of decompress. I watched, I was kind of watching a show with my husband, and then I remember looking at the clock and it said 10:52, and I feel like I fell asleep a little bit after that. So that's typically my ritual. I definitely need to go to bed earlier. It's just, it depends on when I finish my work at night. How about you?
Yeah, pretty similar, except, okay, so 10:52, you're still watching TV, but you already brushed your teeth. You already got all that stuff done,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in bed at that point, yeah.
Okay, so I've been sleeping a little bit later. Normally, I like to be in bed by 9, but that's not happening lately. So I've been going to, I try to be in bed by 10-ish, 10:05, so it's crazy because that study you just read off is pretty accurate. Now, here's the caveat. I don't know if you do this, but I'll keep a podcast on, or I'll watch some like UFC recaps. I'm a big UFC fan, and I'll keep it on my phone beside me because for some reason I think that I'm going to absorb all the information. So I end up, yeah, I conk out about that time, but I usually put it on probably around 10, like I said, 10:05, 10:10. So it comes, I'm starting to think maybe I'd probably fall asleep earlier if I didn't have it on.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I'm not quite sure.
Also this morning, there is a tiny village in northern Italy, and it looks like it came straight out of a postcard. It is beautiful. And now they have officially had enough of influencers who are treating their farmland like it's Coachella. It's so the locals did what anyone sick of these people coming in there would do. They installed turnstiles. So we're talking like actual amusement park style turnstiles to get into actual nature, which is hilarious. They're charging people, mostly influencers, about $6 to access certain like Instagrammable spots, you know, and they say it's because the land is private. And apparently, you know, they're bringing out their ring lights and all their contraptions. So, of course, now that there's a fee and a little bit of exclusivity, it's only made the area even more desirable. Now people are flocking there. One person said it best. They said, people go where everyone else goes. We're sheep. And nothing says authentic travel moment like paying $6 for the chance to pose next to like a literal gate that's designed to keep you out.
Sure. FOMO is a real thing. I'm looking at a photo of it now. So Mercedes, essentially a turnstile is like a wall. I mean, it's the image of the scene or whatever it may be, but it's like a wall, right? Is that what it is?
No. Have you ever been to an amusement park where you like walk through a turnstile with the little thing that turns out? You don't know what a turnstile is?
I'm trying to think.
Where you walk in and then like the bar, it like moves down.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yes. What's wrong with this? I don't see anything wrong with that. I think they're doing the right thing.
Well, to get into nature, it's kind of weird to have turnstiles, you know? It's one thing. Hey, I don't blame them. If it's private property, I don't blame them. But it is a little weird to have turnstiles to go into nature.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Right. But if it's their property.
No, you don't have to convince me. Like I said, I totally get where they're coming from. But it's just kind of that's where we've landed in 2025, where you want to see some nature? Okay, you got to go through this turnstile and give me $6 for it.
Absolutely.
Finally, this morning, a Dutch snack company has created the first ever tortilla chip that tastes like a 9-volt battery. Because apparently someone said, you know what flavor people are craving? Childhood electrocution. You know, the chip is from a brand called Rewind, and it's targeting 90s kids who grew up licking batteries like it was a rite of passage, which, don't lie, you know exactly what I'm talking about, that tingly metallic taste. You know, it doesn't have any actual battery parts, but the chef behind it used citric acid and baking soda to give your tongue kind of like that zappy buzzed feeling, and then they layered it with mineral salts to mimic this signature like Duracell taste, if that makes any sense. People are actually curious. The chips are only available in the Netherlands right now, but Rewind says they're planning to expand. So if you've ever thought, this salsa really needs more like Static Shock, now your dream might be coming true.
Yeah, this does not speak to me. I may have done this when I was a kid. I'm a 90s kid. I may have done this once, maybe twice. I definitely wasn't doing this consistently. What do you think? For me, I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it. Meaning, I think it's just another opportunity for someone to make money.
Well, it's a gimmick. And a gimmick. Isn't that right. What gimmicks are? Opportunities to make money? I think it's hilarious. Am I going to get a bag because I want to eat 9-volt battery taste? No, but I could see myself grabbing a bag because I'm like, what does this even taste like? And then having my friends taste it. You know what I mean? It's just the curiosity factor. And that's a hot three.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Oh, I am so excited to say this. Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
You're caller 20.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Oh, this is awesome. You are, you're going to try to win this $925 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. Song and artist. Are you ready to do this, Barbie?
I am ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave the studio now, sending you good vibes. You got this. Good luck.
Thanks, Mercedes.
Okay, bye, Mercedes. She's exiting the studio. Barbie, I just like saying your name, too. So, hi, Barbie. Okay, so, Barbie, the rules break out like this. I'm going to play a song. You have 20 seconds to guess what that song is, okay? 20 seconds once again. When you know what it is, just yell, got it. Okay, once again, got it. I will stop the song. And then you have 5 seconds to guess what the song is, title and artist once again, okay?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Here we go. And that song starts now.
Got it.
Wow, you are good. Okay, you got it. What you got?
All My Love, Luther Vandross.
Okay, Luther Vandross, All My Love, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring in Mercedes. Mercedes. And by the way, I hear you're headed to you're dropping the kids off?
Yeah, I'm taking my boys to school. They already started because they're in a public charter, and then I'm going to work as an occupational therapy assistant.
Beautiful. What are their names?
Samson and Titus.
Shout out to Samson and Titus. Awesome. Mercedes is back, right?
Yes, I am back. Let's do this.
Okay,
that was fast.
Yeah, she was pretty fast. Okay, Mercedes, the song, are we ready? It starts now.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. 10 more seconds.
I don't know this song. I have no idea what that song is.
You want to try?
No, I don't know what it, I'm completely drawing a blank. I have no clue.
Okay, that's okay. Well, you didn't know what it was. That's okay. Barbie guessed Luther Vandross, All My Love. She was close. It's actually Luther Vandross,
Never
Too Much.
So you didn't get, she didn't get it?
She didn't get it, so that means you win.
No, but she knew the artist. Once you said Luther Vandross, it came back
Mercedes,
to me.
Mercedes, you didn't win.
I've never heard this.
Yeah. It was a tie.
It was a tie. Yeah. So?
But neither of us won, which means the jackpot increases. I'm so sorry, Barbie. What a way. Oh, what a way to lose. I really wish she would have gotten
When she goes to work, she could at least brag to her friends that technically she got the artist.
I didn't beat her.
Right.
Yeah, so that's something to brag about. But unfortunately, not a winner. That means we now have a $950 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. I'm slapping my hand. Shame on you for not knowing Luther Vandross, Mercedes. Oh my gosh, it's Never Too Much, and it's on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I'm surprised at all the kids that are already headed back to school this week. Want to give a little shout out to Ethan for his first day of sixth grade at Cornerstone Christian Academy. If you want us to say hi, we love to hear from you. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. And use that number right now to answer this question. What is the song that epitomizes the 90s. So yesterday we tackled the 80s, and the unofficial winner was Take On Me by A-ha. We had so many great nominees for that. But I think this is the one that most people agreed on really does epitomize the 80s. But when we're talking about the 90s decade, I feel like this is a whole new level of complexity. I feel like the 80s is very simple, but the 90s, things got very, very diverse when it comes to music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a few more layers to it. I feel you. Yeah.
So for me, I was talking to my husband, and for our anniversary back in March, he got me tickets to see my 90s queen, Alanis Morissette. Like, I'm literally counting down the days. She was everything to me. I mean, I knew every lyric, every riff, every dramatic pause. Like, this song just, it hit like therapy before we even knew what therapy was in my mind, you know?
Yeah.
It was, when I think about the 90s, I think of Alanis. What about you guys? 702-364-9400.
You know, I gotta go 90s hip-hop, when hip-hop was positive and it was fun. Not that it's not now, but tell me if you know this. You know the artist song?
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest, of course.
Low End Theory, Can I Kick It, Fight Dog, Q-Tip. I just, oh man. That to me, I know it's not necessarily mainstream. I got a mainstream artist for you in case you want it, if you want it. But for me, it was 90s hip hop. This is for me before backpack hip hop came into the 2000s.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. When I say 90s music, the first song, the first artist that pops into your head, who is it for you? What about you, Steph?
Oh, I gotta go with 90s hip hop too. And I'm gonna go with California Love. And I say this is not just because it's like a West Coast anthem, but like, I feel like I'm being into a time capsule and going into the 90s, because you've got two iconic hip hop names, Dr. Dre, Tupac, and I gotta shout out my best line in the song. It's all good from Diego to the Bay.
Yeah. I was always so jealous that they never mentioned Denver in that. I'm like, where's Denver? Why don't they talk? Oh,
Diego,
it's California. It's because it's California. That's why.
Well,
yeah. It took me
Denver
a minute.
West Coast.
No, but it's not California Love.
True.
You know,
true.
I was a little slow on that, but what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. The song that just screams 90s music. We are getting a ton of calls, and I knew this one was going to come in because I feel like when we talk about 90s, we think about grunge.
Yeah.
We think about flannel.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to think a little bit about Nirvana. Like, they really revolutionized that whole grunge era. Getting a ton of texts. Smells Like Teen Spirit. That, I mean, just Nirvana in general. You remember just that whole, I remember their MTV Unplugged, watching that with them performing. And yeah, that was a time. That was certainly a time.
Definitely remember that. I remember following the whole relationship between Kurt Cobain and, I believe it was, Courtney Love. Was that right?
Yeah, they got married.
Yeah, that whole thing. There was a movie about it. And listen, I don't even wear flannel, and I remember rocking flannel to that time. That's how much Nirvana had influence on me. So I can definitely relate.
That's why it's just such a diverse decade, because you had the 90s hip hop, you had the pop, you had the rock. Like, there was so much. We're getting some text here, this one, yeah, and then artists like Mariah Carey. That is a good one. Fantasy by Mariah Carey for sure was a big one. What about this one? This whole era, the Cranberries,
yes.
Zombie. I mean, do you remember, oh gosh, I'm dating myself, Lilith Fair? Does anyone remember Lilith Fair?
I know the artist. I got to hear the song.
No, Lilith Fair's not an artist.
Oh,
Lilith Fair was an actual festival.
Oh, my bad.
I sounded like an artist. I thought it was Lilith Fair.
No, Lilith Fair was a festival, and it was like all the girls, and I want to say the Cranberries performed at it. It was like Sarah McLachlan and Sheryl Crow and... You know, it was that time. That was a huge one. This one just came in. Sublime.
Alternative vibes. I remember. Yes. I love this.
My hometown radio station that played like alternative. I remember just hearing this on there all the time. That was a good one. Michelle says, Warren G, Regulate.
Warren G, okay.
Know every West word Coast. To this song for sure.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I can sing it in my sleep. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
You are a musicologist. You really are. What about? I'm just gonna play it. Go ahead.
Yeah. This was like, was this 90s? It was like early 90s, wasn't it?
I think it was early 90s. I'll never forget. That's Robbie Van Winkle. Why do I remember his real name? And he had that, what do you call that, Mercedes? The flat top hair. You know, he had the colored hair, but it was like, it was flat at the top. And it was all shaved on the sides. Was that like a style in the 90s?
I'm not the person to ask about the men's hairstyles on that one. Was that popular?
I just remember it distinctly. I don't know. I just remember that. And I remember his pants, those with the sparkly balloon, whatever you want to call those pants.
They're very MC Hammer-esque.
Yes.
I see where he maybe had that influence there. What about, this one just came in. Yes, Blink 182, All the Small Things. Just that whole album, I remember, was like kind of revolutionary. That was a big one. So, like, what do we vote for here? What's the final vote? I mean, as much as I love my Alanis, I feel like if we're talking about the song or the artist that epitomizes the 90s, we have to go with Nirvana, don't you think?
I'm not just saying this. I literally was screaming that in my head, and you took it right out of me. I think that's 100%, you know? Alternative, rebellious years. That's what speaks to me. You know, and the music is timeless, like, to this day. Like, it's still, like, it's not like nobody knows the song. It's not like no one's like screaming at the top of their lungs when they hear this song.
Full disclosure, I don't like Nirvana. Like, I was never like my kind of music. I did like some of the other alternative bands like Pearl Jam and stuff like that, but Nirvana, I never really appreciated. I appreciate it more now, but at the time I was like, oh, Nirvana. I want to listen to No Doubt instead. Like, that was more my speed instead. But yeah, what do you, we got to play one of them. What 90s song that was big in the 90s do you think is the biggest? Call us or text us 702-364-9400. We will get on what we crown the king or the queen of the 90s here. That is coming up. But right now it is time to win. And it is time to play the Mega Minute. Your tickets for the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. We've got a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort for you right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. And if you do that, you are going to win these passes and be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400. And hey, I think this one wins our 90s song. We're getting a lot of texts for it. Here you go. It's Third Eye Blind. It's Mix 94.1. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Tiffany, you're caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to do this? You ready for the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Are you by yourself this morning or do you have anyone with you?
I'm by myself.
Okay, that's all right. You got this. It's just 10 questions, and you have 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. We're talking like trivia, general knowledge, pop culture, stuff like that. You got this. And when you get all 10 of these questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You ready?
All right.
Okay, Tiffany, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, we have time in the end. We can circle back and The Mega Minute starts now.
Before it became Guardians of the Galaxy's Mission Breakout, what ride was it in Disney California Adventure?
Tower of Terror.
Yes. In what country would you find the Berlin Wall?
Germany.
Yes. What band was Michael Jackson a part of with his family before going solo?
The Jackson 5.
Yes. What color medal do you win if you get third place at the Olympics?
Bronze.
Yes. Which animal is known as the king of the jungle?
Lion.
Yes. In what 1965 movie does Julie Andrews star in where she sings Do Re Mi?
Pass.
What president?
Oh, can I answer?
Yes.
The music.
Yes. What president is on the quarter?
Pass.
What Disney movie does Eddie Murphy voice the character Mushu?
Mulan.
Yes. What is the name of Ozzy Osbourne's wife?
Sharon Osbourne.
Yes. In what U.S. city does the Lollapalooza Festival take place in?
Oh, that was close.
Oh, Tiffany.
Oh, my God.
You were so close. That's Chicago. And the one that tripped you up, the president that's on the quarter, I so wanted to say, first president. It's George Washington. Oh, I'm so sorry, Tiffany. So close. You did so well on that. Unfortunately, needed a little more than 60 seconds to get it done, which means caller 20 right now. These tickets are yours. Four of them. 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you're going to be qualified for that grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels at the Disneyland Resort, and upgraded tickets for 3-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20, those tickets are yours right now. 702-364-9400.
The home of hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, according to a new study from AAA and the CDC, Gen Z drivers, specifically those aged 19 to 24, have had the highest rate of car crashes in the past month. Almost 35% of recent accidents were caused by them. And when you look at the habits, nearly half admit to speeding 15 miles an hour or more. Over 45% admit to texting and driving. And a wild 38% say seatbelts are optional. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, I was saying, so you're telling me all these accidents I'm seeing all over the place, like Cactus and whatnot, you're telling me 30-some percent of them are caused by Gen Z?
I am, yeah.
What do you think about... Call me crazy, but what do you think about like a schedule? Would it be bananas if, for example, Gen Z's had a schedule from 9 to 11, 9 to 12, or let's say 3 to 5? Wouldn't that minimize accidents, like certain time frames? Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I don't get it, but I think you're saying that they can only drive at certain times.
Yeah, 9 to 11, 9 to 12. I'm just thinking this out loudly. 1 to 3 or 3 to 5 or 3 to 6, whatever. And then if you're actually caught driving outside those times, you get a ticket.
That, yeah, you go ahead and push for that. Let's see how much support you get on that one. We'll see.
Sorry, Gen Z, I'm just kidding.
Also this morning, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he dropped the news on the Tonight Show that Hamilton, the movie,
Alexander Hamilton,
is coming to theaters September 5th. It's a 2016 film Broadway performance that was originally meant for the big screen, but it got rerouted to streaming when the pandemic hit. So now it is back and you can finally watch King George spit all over the front row in glorious HD with overpriced popcorn and surround sound. But I'm so there. I'm so going to see it in theaters. This is one of my favorite musicals ever.
How many times have you seen the play?
In person, I've seen it 3 times, but I've watched it on Disney Plus several times.
I think I'm in the minority. I haven't seen it at all, Mercedes.
It's art. It's beautiful. It is witty. It is funny. The music is amazing. Yeah, it's some good stuff.
Okay.
Finally, this morning, starting Tuesday, McDonald's is bringing back the adult Happy Meal. And this time it's called the McDonaldland meal. It's a full throwback to the McDonaldland era, which is complete with stickers and postcards and fries and a quarter pounder or a 10-piece nuggets and a mystery berry flavored Mount McDonaldland shake. So the biggest reveal, though, is that Grimace is not a milkshake. For so many years, people have been wondering, what is Grimace? He's not a blob. He's not a milkshake. He's not a fever dream. Do you know what Grimace is?
I think a cute animal. That's what I think Grimace is. I don't even think about what exactly he or she is.
He is a taste bud. That is what Grimace is. It is officially confirmed, which somehow makes everything like simultaneously make more sense, but also feel a little grosser, you know?
So you're telling me Grimace, they're getting rid of Grimace altogether? Which makes me really sad.
I never said that. I said that he's a taste bud.
Oh, okay. That's what you said. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a hot three. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love to hear from you. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. If you've had a child, you or your partner have had a child, did you have a good or a bad experience having a baby in this state? What happened? This is wild. Nevada just landed on the list of the worst states to have a baby. Worst. And I have to be honest, that surprised me. And that's only based on my experience. I had one great one and I had one good one experiences here. Two deliveries, two healthy girls, no horror stories. There was one thing that did happen on my first child that I can talk about if anyone wants to hear it in a second, but it's not the case for everyone. So Wallet Hub, they ranked all 50 states on things like hospital costs and infant care and how family friendly the state is. And Nevada, yikes, we are near the bottom of the list, right between Alabama and South Carolina.
Wow. I can tell you just from personal experience, I mean, I don't know if this relates at all, but for me to make a doc's appointment, it was virtually impossible. Like as a new patient, it was impossible. They said that it was backed up. I'm talking till the end of the year.
But as far as like having babies and stuff here in Nevada, has your experience been a good one, a bad one? What surprised you most? Was it the bill, the delivery, the care after? If you had a baby in another state, how did that experience compare? 702-364-9400 is our number. Jade is a nurse. Hey, Jade, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, why do you think that we rank so low on this list?
You know, I was really thinking about it. You know, I tend to think a lot of it has to do not with Vegas. There are a lot of rural areas in Nevada.
Yeah.
And I think they have very limited health care. And the health care they can get is probably very far away. And as you know, having a baby, sometimes it happens quickly. And if that place is far away, they're doing a lot of traveling and, you know, having to get there. I will tell you, I told you guys a long time ago, I was working on trying to get pregnant and went through fertility treatments. I finally got pregnant after 4 years.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I just gave birth to a healthy, baby girl 6 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cry. That's amazing. How was your experience?
We would talk about my experience. So I didn't rank us very low, but thinking about it, I also had twins here. So 8 years ago, my twins, I had a very traumatic experience. It was my first time. I ended up hemorrhaging and needing 4 units of blood. And it was just my kids were in the NICU for 8 and 9 days. I, you know, it turned out very healthy. So I guess you almost forget about some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then this time around, I had an epidural because I was induced, and then the epidural failed and I needed to get a second epidural. And when I asked for the doctor to come in, he kind of was a little PO'd. He didn't want to do it. And I really had to advocate for myself. Being a nurse, I really know that sometimes you have to advocate for yourself. And I really kind of stood my ground, and he finally did it. And finally the delivery went very smoothly, and I had a 10 pound point, 10.1 baby.
It was a big baby.
So, you know, my experience wasn't that great, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have healthy kids, and I guess I forget about the rest of it.
Yeah, once a baby comes, you do forget about the bad stuff. And Jade, I'm like beyond the moon, so happy for you. That's amazing. Thank you for checking in with us. I appreciate it. I kind of had a similar thing happen to me with the anesthesiologist that I, like, I don't know. The first one, he was in a mood. I can talk more about that in a second. Let's talk to Diana first. Diana, good morning. Vegas, or Nevada, rather, ranks really low on the list of places, the best places to have a baby. What was your experience like?
So we're originally from Colorado. I had my daughter like 12 years ago. Great experience because we had Kaiser out there. Well, we were considering having a baby when we moved here. New family, we wanted to plan, you know, we thought maybe it was time to have a baby. When we came here, I mean, one, it was just impossible to get like a doctor's appointment, new appointment, period. But to get into any kind of like prenatal OBGYN clinics, it was like 6 to 8 months out. So we ended up deciding not to do that because the care was just not as widely available as it was in Colorado, which I was really surprised.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people, that it's really hard to get the prenatal care. And especially if you're a first time parent, that stuff's really important.
Yeah, I think that's the most difficult part is the new. I mean, obviously I can't speak on the childbirth aspect, but just going back to the doctors, you know, finding a general practitioner, it's so difficult. Like, you know, I definitely relate to the last caller because I can't even get one. I have to make an appointment with an assistant. So.
Let's talk to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. So, yeah, I've had 4 kids, 3 at St. Rose Hospital and 1 at Henderson. And I had great experiences with all 4. Never had any trouble with prenatal. I had Dr. Felix Hernandez in Henderson. He's great. Yeah, I had a really great experience with all 4 of my kids.
That's great. And you're not alone. We're getting a bunch of texts. One here says, both kids born at Summerlin, great care, no complaints, shocked we're on the worst list. This one says, had my baby in Henderson, the nurses were incredible, but the bill was over $30K even with insurance, still paying it off, which, yeah, that could be a big contributor. Allie, good morning. What's your take?
Hi. So I actually just opened a new mom school here because I realized there's like no aftercare for the moms. And part of our program is we have moms talk about their birth stories. And a lot of them are horrible. So many of them are having really bad experiences. And then all they have is this 6-week appointment where nobody's really checking on mom. It's just like, okay, are you healing? Great.
Bye.
I know, it's so sad. So we're really trying to change the way the mom is cared for and help them create a community and get support.
Just so tell me a little bit more about this. Like, how do people find you?
Yeah, so it's just newmomschool.com, and our location's in Southwest Las Vegas. We provide mommy and me classes. I also have a free event for pregnant moms if they want to come learn about our program. We have a different speaker every month.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's raffles, all good stuff.
Where were you when I was having my babies?
I know. I hear that all the time. Oh, it makes me really sad.
Allie, thank you for that. And we made sure we took down your information. If you guys didn't get that, you can call us or text us to get that from Allie. When you hear this stuff, Steph, as someone who I know does want to start a family at some point, does it make you nervous, or do you kind of take it with a grain of salt?
So I do get nervous hearing these stories. I really do. And I've said to you guys, I'm not going to start a family until I know James's parents can move back from the Philippines and live with us. Hands down. And I've told James, I don't feel comfortable. No offense to strangers. This is going to be my first baby. I want to make sure I do it right. After the second baby, though, like,
I had this anesthesiologist on my first one. So I got an epidural, and he comes in, and I could just tell, you know, his energy when he walked in the room, I could tell he like did not want to be there. I don't know if they called him at a bad time or if he was just about to get off work, but like his vibes were off. And so this is the first time I'm having a kid. I don't know what's going on here. I'm freaking out. And he's like, hello. And I was just like, hi. He's like, so what are we doing here? I'm like, you tell me, dude. Like, I don't know. And so he goes to put the needle, which is really long, in my back, and he misses.
No.
And Matt flipped out. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to her? And he goes, get him out of here. Get him out right now. So they kicked Matt out of the room. He tries again and he goes, I couldn't get the right spot because you have too much back fat.
Stop.
He said this?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
Hold on. I'm surprised you let him try again.
Well, I wanted an epidural.
Yeah, no, I know. But oh my God.
Wait, who else was in the room with you? Did the anyone
nurses,
else?
Yeah, the nurses were in there. And I looked at the nurse's face and I'll never forget. Her name, she was the sweetest. Her name was Ricky. And ironically, she was around for my second one, which was so crazy. But she looked at me. She's like, you're okay. You're okay. And she held my hand. And mm-hmm. I was crying. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'll never forget that. That was the absolute like worst experience ever. And so the next time I had him, I'm like, who's giving me the epidural? It's not, because I remembered his name. I'm like, it's not this guy, is it? They're like, oh no, we haven't seen him forever. So yeah, it was, that was my experience.
Looks like I might get a surrogate.
No. That was only one time. Second time, a breeze. The guy was in and out, so lovely. How you doing? It's great. It's a good day to have a baby, isn't it? You know, so it was, it's just luck of the draw sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Too bad you can't ask, like, this might be a dumb question, but you can't ask for someone that's going to give you epidural?
Well, I didn't know anyone. Like, there was no one to ask for,
got
you
it.
Know what I mean?
Got it.
But I have someone not to ask for, yeah, right. If anyone wants it. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
I'm curious, has anyone ever dated somebody at work and it didn't work out so well? It went south. I'm reminded, I was chatting with a friend of mine and we're just catching up yesterday, and he's been dating his girl for maybe like a year and a half, and just said, yeah, you know, we're moving in together. And it took me a second because, you know, I haven't talked to him in a while. And he, like I said, they've been dating for like a year and a half, and they're moving in, and she's a manager in a different department in the workplace, right? So direct manager, no, but indirect, yes. So of course they see each other every day. And, you know, me just being me, I'm like risk averse. I'm thinking, man, if it doesn't work out, I mean, the fact that, you got to forget, they're moving together, but if it doesn't work out, that could be really, really bad. And then I was just doing some digging, and it's a pretty high number to me, like 39% of people. This is an entire world. 39% of people have dated a coworker. Here in the States alone, it increases to like in the 40s, in the 40 percentile, which is, it kind of shocks me. It kind of doesn't, I guess, because I know it's more common than it isn't, but for it to go south, to me, it's not worth the risk. What are your thoughts? Has anyone ever been in the situation? You know,
I think that that's where the majority of people will meet people, is because we work so much, and it's tough, because if you're working all day and you're exhausted at night, how else are you going to meet people? Now, certain workplaces have certain rules against that. I think if they're in different departments and they've already been dating, what you said, for a year and a half,
yeah.
I mean, that to me says that there's some staying power there, and that would be the next step in my mind that would make sense. But I'm sure, you know, there's always that chance of things going awry wherever you are. But I think the one thing they have going for them as far as dating someone in the workplace is the fact that they're in different departments. So if it does go awry, at least they're not working directly together.
Yeah, well, they work in radio, so they do see each other all the time. And then they also have they have meetings where all the department heads come into the, you know, they're obviously all in the same room. So yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying, but also I'm super cognizant, you know, even though your majority of our time is spent at work, I'm like, is it really worth the risk? Because, you know, there's like, for example, I remember I had a short relationship with someone who was in a different department. This is a while back, and It was just really awkward, Mercedes. I don't even know what happened. Hooked up. After that, the communication kind of ended, and it was just, we just passed each other in the hallway. There was no communication. It was just very, very weird. Maybe one person was expecting something more, maybe the more than the other. I don't know. But after that, I was like, I don't know if this is worth it. I don't want to feel this way.
And what did you end up doing?
Nothing. It was extremely awkward. It was just awkward the whole time. We never even communicated after that, which is even stranger, right? But I don't know.
Have you ever had a workplace dating situation go awry? 702-364-9400. Steph, I know you did work with you dated a coworker, right?
Yeah. So the way it worked was I was a hip hop coach for an after school program, and I got the job first. I was dating this guy at the time, and he was looking for work. And I'm like, hey, you know, you're a hip hop dancer. You have teaching and leadership experience. And I brought him on as my co-coach. So we were kind of we were at the same level. We were both coaches together, but we worked together for 3 years for that team. And there was a moment when our relationship went really bad. We ended up breaking up, but we didn't tell any of our coworkers. We didn't tell any of the kids, but they can tell that there was a drift. So one day, I remember one of my kids came up to me and was like, hey, are you and Sean, are you guys okay? And I just broke down in tears, and I was like, we're no longer together. And they were like, we are so sorry. We already knew it. And you could tell that the team started getting affected by it. We were in competition season. We had to split up. I had to go to one competition. John would go to another competition. And we were never together. And sadly, because of our breakup, the dance team failed as well.
Ooh. So I imagine that was extremely awkward then.
Oh, yeah. And then to the point where I'm like, well, I got you this job, buddy. It looks like you're going to have to go. And luckily, he agreed, because if he was like, no, I'm staying, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna be here, and now I'm out of a job. I'm like, you can go find another job. But he agreed. He's like, after banquet, after the end of the year season, that'll be my time. So thank God he was gone after that.
Let me ask you this: would you, if you went back now or back then, when what you know now, would you chalk it up to a learning experience? Would you do it again? Would you say it's a learning experience? Or would you be like, I think not?
I always think everything's a learning experience. I take everything in life as a learning experience. Okay. If it's a fail, if it's bad, if it's a negative, it's a positive. So I wouldn't go back and change anything. Maybe I would have said it differently and I wouldn't have broke down into tears in front of a middle school student. But I don't regret anything.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, I married my boyfriend almost 18 years ago. Almost 18 years ago. Best thing I ever did. This one said, I met my wife at my old job. I just think that in 2025, like, a lot of people that they spend so much time at work, that's kind of where you got to meet people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm happy for those people. It can definitely work out. But I think every situation is different, right? Like, if you're a high level manager and you're dating someone at work, hypothetically, and maybe they're working under you, like for you.
That's an ethical dilemma right there. Like, you know, that you have to be, a lot of workplaces don't allow that, you know, that could be really bad. But you're saying that your friends, two different departments and stuff. Like, I didn't meet Matt at work, but if we had, I probably would have married him faster, honestly. He's the only one I'd actually want to be stuck in meetings with. So I'd be like, yeah, let's do this, you know? All right, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. Our number is 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you get to play. And up for grabs, we have tickets for you to see Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at T-Mobile Arena. That is going to be a fun show. And it's happening on November 7th. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Juan, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you're like, let me think. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Two tickets to Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at the T-Mobile Arena. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Booked and Busy, Gutterball, or Tokyo Drift?
Booked and Busy.
Booked and Busy. Book Lovers Day is on Saturday, so these are all things that are associated with books, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need.
All right, Juan. Okay. Heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what you call the person that writes the book. They're the what?
The author.
Yes. When you want to save your place in a book, you use one of these to save it.
A bookmark.
Yes. This is kind of how a book is divided by, I finished one, I finished two.
Chapters.
Yes. This is, I don't want the hardcover. I'm going to spend less money and buy the what?
The digital copy.
No, the one that's flimsy that you can get in the stores. Not
paperback?
Yes, the paperback. This is, if you want a group of people to discuss what you just read, you might join one of these.
Book club.
Yes. I'm going to pass on that one. When an author goes to a store and they put their signature on what they wrote, you're attending a what?
Book writing?
Not writing, a book what? They're
book meeting?
They're putting yeah. Oh wait, he said it.
He
said it at the buzzer. Woo! Judges?
Oh, I did.
Yes, yes, book signing. You get
that
it
was
one.
So close.
Nice job. Course. You literally said signing as it was buzzing, and that is a win in our book.
God.
Congratulations, Juan. You just got two tickets to see Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour, coming to T-Mobile Arena on November 7th, just in the nick of time. Great job. And we are going to have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. Make sure you're listening right around 8:20 for your chance to see Brandy and Monica. It's Mix 94.1. Just shoot for the stars. It's hard to believe, but school officially starts for Clark County on Monday. I know a lot of kids are headed back to school this week, and that is why we want to help you out, teachers. Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher Wish List Hits is back. We are trying to help make the school year start off right for teachers, and you can enter to win a chance to help clear that Amazon wish list. We've got Amazon gift cards courtesy of our friends at Best Mattress to help clear off your Amazon wish list. So it's easy. All you got to do to enter is go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and let us know what's on your list. Let us know what you need help with. We are going to randomly draw a bunch of teachers next week, and maybe you will walk away with a $50 Amazon gift card for your class, courtesy of Best Mattress. Go to the website, mix941.fm.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A financial platform called Kalshi, they just released the odds for who's most likely to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. And this one is interesting. Right now, the front runner is Jay-Z. He has a 28% chance of getting the gig. Considering he literally helps pick the performers, that's basically the same as voting for yourself. So, I don't know about that one. He is followed by Post Malone for a Super Bowl halftime performer. After Posty, the odds are that it could be Miley Cyrus. And then also in the top five, Bad Bunny. And rounding it off is a classic band, Metallica. Also on board, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Drake, Foo Fighters. Basically, it's anyone's game until Jay-Z says, nah, it's me.
Just based off those percentages, who are you betting on? Like, who do you want personally?
Personally, I think, well, obviously, I would say Taylor would be amazing, but I don't think she'll do it. I don't think she'll ever do it, honestly, because she doesn't need to. I think that Post Malone, I think, would be palatable to most people. I would love to see Miley. I think she would be great. What about you?
I'm thinking Post, just because he crosses so many boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, he's done music with Morgan Wallen, so he's got the country audience, got the hip hop audience. He's done, you know, past collabs with like 21 Savage and Quavo and all these artists. And I mean, me personally, I just can't think of, there's always going to be a subset of people, but that many people that don't like Post Malone. Now, I normally would say Jay-Z, but I think that there's enough I don't know if there's enough of an audience that he attracts, being the fact that, you know, his heyday was like in the 90s. So that makes sense. But I also didn't know that he helped making, I didn't realize he helped make these decisions as well.
Well, what about the Super Bowl show that had like Snoop and all those guys? That was like, it was Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar. The majority of those were 90s. I thought it was a pretty popular one. You don't think that Jay-Z could do the same thing?
Maybe it's just me. I feel like I see them like visually more. You know what I mean? I see Snoop on IG all the time. He posts the funniest memes. Like, I see a lot of these artists just, I don't know, on my social feeds more. So maybe it's just something inherent in my brain. Jay's kind of, he's pretty like low key.
And would that make it like a bigger get? Like, because he's so elusive and he rarely performs. Like, Steph, you were there when he came out for the Beyonce concert, and did people go crazy? Were they excited?
People were jumping up and down at Allegiant Stadium when he did his songs. I've never experienced Allegiant like that. I really think that Jay-Z can hold it down with the catalog that he has and the people that he's featured on with other songs. He could bring those people out as well.
Yeah, he has so many collabs that he could bring out so many people, including his wife, you know?
That's true. That's true.
She might take the show, though.
That might overtake everything.
Yeah.
Also this morning, the company Frida teamed up with a small batch creamery called Oddfellows, and they dropped a new ice cream flavor, breast milk ice cream. Now, it's not made with actual breast milk, but it's inspired by it. So they wanted it to taste like breast milk. It's described as sweet, a little salty, honey smooth, and it comes in a yellowish hue, which is meant to kind of resemble colostrum. So it's $12.99 a pint. It's available online. And if you're in Brooklyn, you can actually get a free scoop at a pop-up through the 10th. Yes, this is a real story. Yes, it is trending number one. No, I will not be taste testing.
Why am I slightly, don't judge me, but why am I slightly curious? Why am I curious, but I'm also kind of weirded out at the same time?
I think that there's going to be a lot of curiosity tasting. A lot of people are going to want to know, like, hey, I've never tasted it before. What does it taste like? Or even the opposite, like, I've tasted my own breast milk. Let's see if it tastes similar.
Yeah. The reason why I'm a little weirded out is because when I think, right when you say breast milk or breast ice cream, whatever the fact, I feel like I tie that into infancy. That's why I feel weird. But I also am just like, oh, what does it taste like? So
yeah, well, it now you can go to Brooklyn and try it. Finally, this morning, there's a new study out that found that in dating, your momentum matters more than your body count, if that makes sense. In other words, if your numbers were high, but things have slowed down for you lately, that is more appealing to someone looking to date you than someone who is still in their collecting badges era, if that makes sense. Researchers looked at thousands of people in 11 countries, and they found this was true across the board for men and women. So if you're worried that your number is too high, but you've chilled out and you've grown up, it turns out that that's the part that people care about, not the highlight reel from your early 20s.
I agree with that 100%. I really do. It's called growth, right? Like as we get older, we start to see life, the bigger picture, if you will. And I'm pretty much on board. To be honest, I don't really judge people based off body count at all. I mean, unless it's some gigantic number, which I never come across. I just, I judge people by who they are.
Oh, do you give that information readily? Like when you date someone, or do you want to know that information? And if so, like when do you give that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it depends. Everyone's different. So some people are more shy or more introverted when it comes to those conversations. Generally, it's when, you know, from my past, I'd say a couple months in, we have that comfortability. We've already, you know, she slept over multiple times, et cetera. And we have that degree of comfortability. I just never had an issue with that because I know that we're all human. You know, I just never really judge people by number.
Yeah. Whenever you date someone, you got to know they have a past, and you can't get mad at the past because that's basically what, you know, brought you there together. But yeah, when is the right time? If there is ever a right time, the first date, over drinks, after you met their dog, right before things get serious, when do you drop the, hey, past me was a little active, just wanted to throw that out there?
Yeah, I think everyone has a different story, so it just depends.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. What happens when an app built to protect women ends up exposing them instead? 702-364-9400 is our number. There's this dating app and it's called T. And it was designed like Yelp, but for men, women could post anonymous warnings and they could share red flags and they could even run background checks before going on a date. And it really exploded in popularity. It was kind of marketed as a safety first tool for women that are just kind of navigating the mess that is modern dating. But now it's the center of a full on privacy nightmare. T was hit by two cyber attacks last month. And the fallout is ugly, like thousands of private photos and over a million direct messages were leaked online. So some of those verification selfies that women were told would be deleted, they weren't. And now 10 women are suing, claiming that the app mishandled their data and then broke its promise to protect them because all their information is out there now. But here's where the debate starts. I saw someone post this, some guy named Tom. He wrote, so an app that lets women post about men without them knowing ends up leaking the women's identities. That's karma. And he also compared it to that. You know, those Facebook groups that are like, are we dating the same guy? Are these kinds of platforms, are they empowering? Are they helpful? Or are they just like stirring up drama and setting up everyone to get burned? What do you guys think?
It's a great question. I think it's twofold. Look, I think the platform is a good one. I think safety is always important. My concern is, you know, when you're on a date, everyone interprets things differently, right? So what I'd be wary of is someone getting onto the platform and maybe painting a picture that isn't exactly true. You know what I mean? Like, so many questions about it. Like, honestly, Mercedes, I hopped on it. I checked it out, but I didn't do a deep dive. Like, who's moderating it? I have so many questions. Are there moderators? Is it somebody?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, they have, like, it's all supposed to be, like, legitimate, aside from the fact that it got hacked. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just, that's my concern. You know what I mean? He said, she said. Again, listen, I think it's a great idea. The idea is great. Platform's cool. I'm definitely all for safety, online dating. I know this. It is, it's a different world, man. It really is. But yeah, that was my concern. Interpretation. Just talking smack to talk smack. I'm not with that.
Well, I get the concern, but I also think we have to be careful about who we're really protecting here. You know, the second women share their experiences, especially bad ones, people start talking about slander, you know, like people are logging onto these apps just to take someone down for fun. And sometimes you really want an accurate representation of, like, who is this guy? Like, I just started dating him. I just want a kind of little info on him. The reality is a lot of women wish someone had warned them before they go out with a guy who either, you know, cheated on them or bomb them or turned out to be married or something like that. So it's already happening in group chats and DMs and private Facebook groups. Now it's just searchable on an app.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think you're talking like preventative, you know, these are preventative measures. I'm with that for sure. And I guess, I mean, look, it's a concern. It's in the back of my head. Again, I have to see more. I honestly would have to see more of the quote unquote T, if you will.
What do you think, Steph?
Just based off of the app name alone, T, and I'm looking into how when people sign up, it says, join T today and get ready to conquer the dating scene one cup at a time. Your new besties are waiting. It's the safest space to spill tea. When I read this, it doesn't feel like I'm out there to feel safe in the dating world. It feels like I'm going onto this app and finding out information and gossip about men. So I question the integrity or the intention about what this app really is. Is it really a safe space, or is it here to go gossip about men? Now, I get it. You're going to want to go and find out if this guy's a cheater or if he's cheated in the past. The cheating thing is a little dicey. Yes, you want to know if this guy has cheated in the past to see what you're getting into. But if it's like silly stuff like, oh my God, I walked into this guy's apartment and it is so messy, like stuff like that, I really question on, I don't know if this is the right app for people to find if a guy out there in the dating world is a safe guy.
I think just to clarify from what I understand, understand about the app, it's not like digital gossip. It's actually more structured than that. Like it's kind of like Yelp. So, I mean, women have to verify their identity. They can leave reviews or comments about the guys they dated, and it's not like, oh, his shoes are ugly. Or it focuses on like red flags, like safety concerns and patterns of behaviors, and it lets them search by name and photo, even like, I guess, phone number. So if you match with someone on an app, you can search him up on T first to see if anything comes up. It's kind of like a background check, from what I understand. And it's not all negative either. I guess there's actually like really positive reviews. Like, this guy was super respectful, or he really communicated clearly with me. So it's not just like a burn book, you know?
Yeah.
It's a way to make informed choices. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, there's a lot of bad women out there too. Yes. And again, I just want to make it clear, this isn't about trying to say who's bad. It's just supposed to kind of say, this is what kind of guy this was. You know, I think everyone's taking it like they're going to go on there and like, oh, he's the worst. Mm. There's really good reviews on there. Like, this guy is super cool. Like, you will love him. We didn't click, but he was great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now that I rock with. Let me ask you a question. I think, Steph, you had alluded to, you know, what you had said previously. T, do you not like the name? Is that what it, does it sound too salesy? Like, hey, look at us, we're going to spill the tea.
I think when I first hear the name T, my first question is, what are we going on this app for? Is it to gossip about men?
Oh, okay.
Or is it really to find a great guy out there? That's my question when it comes to it.
Ladies, what do you think? Do you think if the name was changed, that would give it, I'm not saying it's got a bad connotation, but, you know, it's not, do you think it visually would look better to somebody? When it comes to the actual name, would you think it'd be better to call it something else so it doesn't sound so, to what I'm looking for? Back to what you're saying, just so it doesn't sound so, hey, we're just going to spill the tea. We're looking to talk about somebody. You know what I mean?
Maybe means they're having a tea party and just having a nice little cup of tea.
The Queen of Hearts is going to come out.
And just some little finger sandwiches, the cucumber ones that are delicious. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
It's Mixed 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.